Weight Watchers recently introduced a new mobile app for kids. It's called Curbo, and it's being pitched as a way to combat childhood obesity for kids 8 to 17. Shortly after the announcement, tens of thousands of people signed an online petition calling for Weight Watchers to pull the app, and the New York Times published an opinion piece about the dangers of potentially encouraging disordered eating. Weight Watchers told us that, quote, Curbo focuses on behavior change for healthier eating and more activity, not dieting or calorie counting. About one in five young people in the United States are obese. And we asked you about this app and whether you would use it for your own kids.
Hi, this is Leslie from Los Angeles. And no, I don't think we should indoctrinate children into diet culture.
This is Tom from Anaheim. I've done Weight Watchers a couple times, and I would let my kid go on the program.
I'm Aaliyah from Jersey City, New Jersey. When I was 9, my parents put me on Weight Watchers, and it did teach me good portioning. But when my weight plateaued, I started experimenting with other diets that led me to develop an eating disorder.
Hi, this is Cindy calling from San Diego, California. If they train their counselors on how to work with children, and my child had a serious medical condition that was made worse by an extreme weight problem, then yes, I would trust Weight Watchers.
Very mixed response from our listeners. Well, I've got someone here now to talk through all these issues the new app raises. Virginia Soule Smith is the author of The Eating Instinct, and she also wrote about Weight Watchers and Curbo for the New York Times parenting section. Welcome to The Takeaway, Virginia.
Thank you for having me.
So how does the app work?
So the way the app works is kids and their parents, especially if they're on the younger end of the age range, log into the app, create a profile where they're asked to enter their height, their weight, and also specify if they have a weight loss goal. And then they use the app to log what they're eating and to track whether they're eating foods that are categorized as a green light, which is mostly fruits and vegetables, yellow light, or red light. And the idea being you want to eat more of greens and yellows and less of reds. The problem is the app gets pretty confusing from there because you'd think that the red light category would just be things like cake or potato chips, but it's actually a lot of foods that kids love and eat all the time, like peanut butter or granola, lots of foods that they encounter in school. So that's when I think it starts to get really tricky for kids to figure out how to use the app.
So Weight Watchers told us in a statement here on The Takeaway that there are studies that show that behavior-based programs, that's what they're calling Curbo, do not encourage eating disorders and that their app is all about trying to provide children with information so that they can make choices. What are your thoughts on that, Virginia?
Well, as I think we just heard from the callers, you know, you can start with a program that seems very kind of low intervention like this, focusing on, quote, healthy behavior changes. But that quickly becomes a coded way to talk about dieting and weight loss, and it often is a stepping stone for kids. And, you know, in my reporting for this article and also the research I did for my book, The Eating Instinct, I've heard from so many people who talk about their eating disorders, the origin of their eating disorders, and trace it to an early encounter with Weight Watchers in particular. So we know this is a brand that has a problematic history of steering people in that direction. And I think that's where it's tricky to say, will everyone who uses the app develop an eating disorder? Of course not. But we know every eating disorder starts with a diet.
I'm speaking with author and reporter Virginia Soule Smith, and we're talking about the Weight Watchers' new app, Curbo, which is designed for children. Virginia, the age that Curbo is aimed at, which is kids 8 to 17 years old, is also a very vulnerable time in a young person's life. What's the impact of just asking a kid to use an app like this?
You're absolutely right. It's such a vulnerable time. This is when the research shows that anxieties around body image really take hold. This is when a lot of eating disorders do develop. And it's also a time when kids' bodies are changing tremendously. It's really normal for girls especially to put on some extra weight in the years before puberty because they kind of often round out before they grow up. And that's a normal physiological development. So another concern that the experts had is that by focusing kids on weight loss at that point, you may be getting in the way of just a normal physiological growth curve that it's totally healthy for a kid to be on. And you're having them focus on things like body size and shape and good foods and bad foods at a time when what we really want to be teaching them is to trust their bodies, to listen to their hunger and fullness cues, to eat in ways that support their natural growth. And the app really steers them away from that. It puts all the focus on external metrics, you know, by emphasizing that they can have a weight loss goal that they should be working towards that, it's really putting the focus on the wrong thing.
And so to your point, I mean, if you go to Kerbo's website, there is a section that's called Success Stories that includes short bios of kids and before and after photos. Is that sort of what you're describing here?
Yeah, I mean, that's where, you know, as much as they want to say it's not a diet and it's not about weight loss, they're marketing it very clearly as a weight loss program by showing an 8-year-old in a before and after picture. And that's not what we want kids to be thinking about their bodies in terms of how it looks in a swimsuit or, you know, this aesthetics marketing is so damaging to kids. And it really reinforces the idea that if your parent or your pediatrician has recommended an app like this, they're saying there's something wrong with your body. That's a terrible message for anyone to hear, but especially a kid going into these vulnerable years of puberty and big changes in their body that are hard to manage for any of us, but especially if you're being told your body's too big.
There's also a part of this, Virginia, where, I mean, not kids don't always get a say in what they are able to eat, especially when it comes to what their parents are preparing. When I was growing up, you know, my mom made dinner and that was that. What kind of pressure does that put on families to work within this structure?
Well, it's really complicated because especially when you parse into the way they've categorized the foods, the green light category is essentially only fruits, vegetables, and a few very low-calorie items like vinegar or seltzer water that no one can build a meal out of. The yellow category is broader, but again, there's all this message about portion control around things like pasta or chicken. And then, again, the red category is where we're seeing lots of foods that kids are encountering every day, bagels, granola bars, a lot of cereals, you know, things that are really good and make a perfectly fine basis of a meal, and that they're going to be encountering at the family dinner table, also at the school cafeteria. And if we're talking about kids who are dependent on school lunch programs, which, you know, a lot of low-income kids are, then they don't have any choice in the matter. And so to say to a kid, like, look, everything on your cafeteria tray is a red light food, that's only going to foster anxiety, make them feel bad, and there's very little they can do to change that. So that seems like a really dangerous message to give kids. But they can't trust this food.
We mentioned at the top of the show that 1 in 5 kids are obese in this country. What can parents do to help their kids if they're concerned about their kids' weight and their health?
I think we need to take the focus off weight. I think we need to say that all kids need to be physically active, all kids need to be eating a wide range of foods, and all kids deserve to trust their bodies and to listen to their hunger and fullness cues. And if we reframe this conversation around those issues, I think we could get away from weight and from the shame and stigma that apps like this are causing.
Virginia Soul Smith wrote about Kerbo for the New York Times parenting section, and she's also the author of The Eating Instinct. Virginia, thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.